Hare Krishna, greetings from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm off to the airport probably in a half hour, but I decided that I would still give class that you're all in your houses anyway. So if it ends a half hour early, it's not that you went to any place to inconvenience yourself. So let me quickly get a let me quickly get a purport. We get Bhagavatamrita, third. Okay. Oh, wrong. Just take me a second. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gnanatimirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. He sometimes tripped and fell to the ground and sometimes stood motionless. Sometimes his body trembled or he rolled on the ground or he wept in great distress. He sometimes shouted and jumped about. Sometimes sang and danced, and sometimes all the transformations of priceless love of God had converged on him at once. So Narada Muni is in ecstasy, Baba, Prema, his Dasyarati, his Baba in servitude has come to Dasyarasa. It's heightened by these emotional experiences. And one of the emotional experiences is the transformations of the body. But what's significant about it is what is the cause of this? And the cause of this is his desire to associate with advanced devotees. That's the nice thing about bhakti. Our desire is the perfection. We want something, but the attainment is the want itself. And in that desire comes the perfection. When we want Krishna, we have Krishna, because we're only separated from Krishna by consciousness. So Narada Muni is such a good example, and we have to set our priorities right. Everything is secondary to attaining prema bhakti. That does not mean renunciation. It means that the most important thing is prema bhakti, and therefore, to attain that, we situate ourselves properly and we satisfy ourselves properly for the higher endeavor of spiritual life. But the most important thing to set our priorities right is to have the correct goal. To have the correct goal, that's the most important thing. And his goal is he wants prema. And where is prema? It's in the hearts of the pure devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shrestha Hoy, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. That's the perfection. And that's what we seek with enthusiasm. Utsahan, nishtayat, daryat. First three qualities favorable bhakti is utsahan, the enthusiasm. Nishtayat, daryat, and patience and faith, because we cannot demand it to come. Bhakti comes not by our effort. We can create bhakti, we can attract bhakti, but whether it's given or not is not in our hands, because it's something that's coming from outside of ourselves. Of course, we can awaken it in our hearts, but to fully awaken it when our hearts, we have to get some kind of kripa or mercy. So this is, he's tripping, he's falling, he's crying, he's dancing. And again, these appear to be coming from the emotional platform, which is not the spiritual platform. It's not discrimin, it's not gyan. This is certainly not gyan. But in bhakti, we say that the goal is not gyan. The goal is bhakti. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam mam papadyate vasudeva savami samahatmasadur. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavam mam papadyate. A Gyanavan, one who possesses that Gyan, he realizes that God is everything, and then he surrenders. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasarvam pavartate iti bhutva bhajanti mam buddha bhava sama. I am the source of the material and spiritual worlds. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. So we have to have sambandha Gyan. We have to have a preliminary metaphysical understanding. Otherwise, we won't appreciate Krishna and we won't worship Krishna. We'll be filled with the misconceptions that I'm the center, I am God, and God is not God, but part of Maya. So this is so important. So, oh yeah, then the next verse I from them, be attentive. Listen soberly, with steady, soberly, steady, attentive. And that Maharaj Prickett, who's telling this to his mother, I want you to perceive this, and to perceive this, you have to keep your attention. And what are the things that will, don't break your attention. Be steady in your attention. Don't be overcome by material emotions. Soberly, this is important. So he's just helping his mother to remain focused so that by concentrating on the Lord's activities, which he's going to talk about, she can develop this, not prema, it says in the commentary, it says, can develop special prema. Special prema. That day, Lord Krishna, for some reason, disturbed in mind and asleep in the inner quarters, and Uddhava had left him and sat down nearby in the terrace of the edge of the palace. So Uddhava was with him in his disturbed condition. But after a while, the person kind of settles down and you just wait outside. As the servant, he's the parishad. And what is the servant? The servant has the hands folded. And this is the bhav, waiting for the order. That's a bhava. That's an anubhava. That's what a servant does. He has the ecstasy of waiting for the instruction. And that's the basis of bhakti. As my godbrother Pradyumna told me, bhakti means to make oneself available. This mood of and, you know, and because Krishna's plan is not going to conform to our plan. And if we're attached to how we set up the world for our aggrandizement, our enjoyment, whatever it is, how we set up the world, we can't be disturbed when Krishna says, here, here's this service. And he will give this service to those who are surrendered to that platform, who are willing to do anything. And it's a little scary, but we have faith in Krishna. I'm willing to do anything, but I'm a family man. So Krishna is going to ask us to take care of our family. I have to work outside to maintain. So Krishna is going to ask us, but he may not. But that's that that this is the real devotee. So he's waiting outside for the order. And there Uddhav was joined by Baladev, Devaki, Rohini, and queens of Krishna like Rukmini and Satyabhama, as well as various maidservants and other ladies, including Kunsa's mother, Padmavati, a lady who had the habit of making public gossip out of Krishna's personal affairs. And Padmavati, she was famous because she was cheated by Dharmala, who disguised herself as Ugrasena, her husband, and by him bore Kamsa's son. So Kamsa was a SOB. He was illegitimate. Illegitimate. So therefore, she didn't have the same decorum as the others that are here, but she was the mother of, she was the wife of the king, Ugrasena. So, but she didn't have that same sobriety and dedication. Yeah, it's not by birth. It's not by birth. Chaturvanyam, Maya Shrishtam, Guna Karma, Vibhagasa. Guna Karma, it's by our Guna and Karma. But we don't also discount birth either. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe, Yoga Brashta Vijayate. If a yogi is not finished, he gets born into a family that affords him or her the opportunity to advance further. Just like Lakshmana Sringa and his wife is wonderful. She's an Ayurvedic doctor, medical doctor. She just happily and blissfully serves all day. Such a nice, wow. And, you know, of course, you know, Lakshmana Sringa is such a substantial devotee, has done so much service. And boy, their kid is wonderful. I mean, the facility he has to advance spiritually and to take care of his life and sober parents and amazing child. He already speaks four languages fluently, English, Russian, Spanish, and Kazakh. He speaks them all fluently. And he's devotional and he's normal and he likes sports and he's healthy. So it's birth can't be discounted. And I've seen this factor. I've seen in the Krishna consciousness movement, when there's a mother and father that are committed to themselves, and Krishna knows that, and are going to provide a good opportunity for their children, then the children have better karma than the parents. And inevitably, with that child comes a house, a better house. I've seen it time and time again. Time and time again. So we don't discount birth, but it's not the ultimate factor. It's destiny and free will. Destiny is what happens to you. It's very powerful. And free will is how you react. But ultimately, how you react determines more than what you are than what your destiny is. All of them sat there silent, perplexed. They saw that Narada arrived and that he was acting in an extraordinary manner. Purport, perplexed because the Lord was sleeping untimely. They remained there with him. They saw Narada endowed with wealth of special prema, or with beauty caused by prema, Shri, who had come near the Lord's palace. Narada was acting in an astonishing manner, or in a way previously unseen, a poor vita cheshtitam. It's so nice. I don't know Sanskrit, but I know the words. I don't know the grammar, but there's so many of the words. and they're significant. Cheshtatam. Cheshta is activities. Apurvitam. Purva before. Apurva, never before. So Narada is an extraordinary, they haven't seen him before in this way. And therefore they were sa vismayam, they were bewildered. They were bewildered and they sat there tushnim. They sat there silently and like, what's going on? He's falling, he's crying, he's getting up. He's singing, he's dancing, he's perspiring. So they're perplexed because the Lord was sleeping untimely. They remained there with him. They saw Narada, and he was an astonishing manner, never before seen. So they're kind of curious. But you know, maybe you know, Brajabihari in my Govardhan retreat. We came to in the Govardhan retreat, we invited different speakers. So we invited Brajabihari one day, wonderful Vaishnav, great association. And he gave two subjects at the same class, but one was on conflict, because that's his profession and that's how he serves ISKCON, by resolving conflicts. And he described how most conflicts are caused by assumptions. We see things and we assume things without really knowing them. A lot of conflicts are people living in false realities, thinking that someone thought something or did something without actually knowing. So mature people, they temper their assumptions. Of course, you have to make assumptions to navigate the world, but you don't accept them, you don't dive into them as absolute reality. You test your assumptions before you act on your assumptions, or before you have to act on your assumptions. So they saw Narada and they were perplexed, because he seemed to be acting in a very insane manner. Utaya yatnad aniya swastyam nitva shanenatam pramasu klina vandanam Praksha Yahu Shanai Lagu. Standing up, they brought him carefully to where they had been sitting. They took a moment to restore him to a condition closer to normal and wiped dry his face, and wet with tears of love, they then spoke to him simply and gently. Oh, the Vaishnava is so considerate, so thoughtful. And they spoke. Shanai means measured, thoughtful. And lagu means small or simply. They dried his face and they talked in a calm manner. They spoke to him simply and they brought him. They stood up. It's important to stand up when a superior comes. I was trained that when a superior comes, your life heirs rise to greet him or her. And if you don't stand up, you lose part of your life heirs. I don't know the science behind it, but I know the love and respect behind it. They stand up. I'm in India, so all these things are so ingrained in me. How to be respectful. You stand up, yet not carefully. And then they took Shanena a minute to swastyam, normal condition, nitva, restoring him to a normal condition. Purport, he stood at a distance. Forcibly, they brought him close. Aniya, they washed his face, which was moist with tears of prema. They spoke to him softly and with few words, since they worried that the Lord's sleep would be broken or feared the Lord would be disturbed in mind. So I just love it. I just love how Vaishnavas are considerate. It's such a painful world where people just think of themselves, and it's such a pleasant world where people really think of others before themselves. It's one of the keys to mental health. Vaisheshya, we give these, gave this seminar, and he quoted Dale Carnegie that, I think it says, he wrote How to Stop Worrying or something, but the point was, if you're really in anxiety, the first thing you should do is find someone to serve, because that really elevates the consciousness more than anything else. People who are selfish, narcissistic, controlling, it doesn't matter how much they control, they'll never be happy because they've neglected the heart, which is consciousness, which is meant for service. So Vaishnavas are very considerate. With whoever they are, they think, what are their needs? With pleasure. They said, we have never seen you behave like this before. Again, adrishta, never seen, purvam, before. Asma bibayas. What is this sudden change in you, dear Brahman? Sit here quietly for a moment. So again, tushnim, quietly. Upavisha, sit, shanam, for a moment. And what? Change this behavior of yours. Parikshit said, Narada replied in a choking voice, tears flowing from his eyes. Rasa Shastra. It's just emotional. He's choking voice. It means his heart is being stirred. And with tears flowing from his eyes, Ashru Dara, a downpour of tears. And yet now with some difficulty, Un Milayan, he's opening those eyes. And then Natva, bowing down. Kampa, Romancha Kampasru, trembling, Pulaka, hair standing on end on his body, and he's standing there. He opened his eyes, which were closed because of streams of tears. He offered them respect, Natva. Narada said, please arrange for me to meet with Uddhava, the only true object of exquisite good fortune, or else let me have from his feet one particle of dust. Then alone will my heart be at peace. So thank you for coming a half hour. If Jamuna Jaya quickly wants to share with us anything that she's is she here today? If she's not here, anybody like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Real quick. You know, you said we can create bhakti, but it has to come by a kripa. So that creation of our bhakti, is that just our endeavor, you say?
No, it can't be just our endeavor because it's, you know, it's our effort and mercy, but our effort attracts mercy.
Yeah, so that when you say create bhakti, is that the creation that you're saying, that our effort?
I'm saying that to get the full force of Krishna's internal potency descending on our consciousness to awaken the natural sense of bhakti in our heart, we have to attract it.
Yeah.
It's not mechanical. We have to attract it. But how do we attract it? By our effort, we can attract it. If it's sincere.
Therefore, when you say create, that means our endeavor to attract. Okay. Oh, Maharaj, I just have to say that you mentioned my really pet peeve in this world is our false realities due to acting on our assumptions. Oh my God, that's what fuels this world, actually, the turning of the world.
It does. It does. Okay.
Thank
Any
you,
more?
Maharaj.
You want to say hello?
Hare
Hare
Krishna
Krishna,
Guru Maharaj, Tathagata
Maharaj. Hey,
Gopinathan.
Henry. Good to see you. Wow.
So, I'm using the, hard copy book, and I make notes in the margins, and you taught these same verses in May of 2010.
Wow. You've been studying for a long time. I think I know it better now, though. So, can you open your book and I see some of the notes?
Well, I just write the date, and I write the date and, DDS next to it,
Wow,
and
what you heard. Great. Okay, great to see you, Henry.
okay.
Okay. Anybody quickly before I run out the door?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Tathagata Gopinath here. Safe
Okay.
travels today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go now because people are here to drive me to the airport. Thank you, Vansha Kopadubis.